I'm starving.
Food. Glorious food.
Do you know how to cook? Or do you just know how to put trash in the oven and then put it on a plate?
It's Foodie Friday with Neil Saavedra on The Bill Handel Show.
I couldn't take it anymore. Those reply all emails were just getting to me.
We had to get out of the office.
Out of the building.
Jeez. We are on the roof right above the 134 next to a massive construction site. And that building's really coming along because when we first took the show outside at the beginning of this lovely pandemic time, it was just a giant hole, wasn't it?
It was a hole in the ground.
You made a mass grave reference, I remember.
Now it's a six-story building. They don't have any walls on it or anything, but good news is, remember, Handel is back on Monday. He'll be up right at 6 a.m. That means we move back to our normal slot at 10 o'clock on Monday morning.
Why do those beams look crooked?
They are. No one can explain to me why they're crooked.
Okay.
But those giant concrete columns in the middle of some of those floors are not perpendicular to the floor.
I understand that the guys in the hard hats there know what they're doing a lot more than I do, but I would like to know if that's a design thing.
Walk over to the ledge right there and start waving your arms and yelling at them.
That's a great idea. Then they'll shut down the 134 and think I'm threatening to jump.
Right.
Neil Saavedra joins us for Foodie Friday. Top of the morning to you, sir.
Hold on a second, guys. Just finishing. Hey, everyone. Don't reply all.
Oh my gosh. Did you see that?
Signed, Karen.
Did you see that Chris Little was one of the first people to do that?
Of course.
What do
you think?
Of course. I know.
There's no awareness of, I'm going to show these people how not to reply all by replying all.
It's like throwing more fire at the fire to put out the fire.
Exactly. Yeah,
I just pick random liquid, which in this case is gasoline, and throw it on the fire to put it out.
At least you guys did something productive. You told them how to find your social
media. Yeah, I forgot we did do that, huh?
I was going to put up a recipe. Hey, for someone who doesn't know what to cook tonight.
Right.
That would be funny.
Here's some wonderful vegan options.
Yeah. Great, that would have done well.
Well, speaking of options, we've got new options at Dodger Stadium when it comes to people who are going to forego the delicious Dodger dog and get a little bit more adventurous.
Can I tell you that the executive chef, Ryan Evans, there, you hear people talk about putting love and really caring about the food, and you think, do they really believe that? I am telling you, I have interviewed Ryan, and Chef Ryan believes that. He wants everybody at the stadium to have a great food experience, and some of the new things that they're doing, some of the old things that are coming back, but burnt ends nachos.
Oh.
Stop it. Am I right?
Man.
So you get a smoked brisket and you get those trimmings on the end and they get caramelized and they have a little bit of this crust on the outside and that wonderful, beautiful bark and then the tenderness on the inside and you drop those beautiful babies like bombs on top of all the tortilla chips.
Yeah, but you're gonna get arrested trying to get your hands on those. They're only available on the field and reserve levels. So if you're a top deck person like myself, and I want some burnt end nachos, I'll probably end up in the Dodger jail getting down there
to get
those.
Bribe somebody.
Yeah,
I'm actually envisioning you stuffing a microphone with a mic flag inside your purse and pretending to be press.
I am press.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I have a microphone and a press pass.
Well, you're welcome then.
6 years out of
I got to think of everything around here.
Hey, Neil, do you
please,
know?
Please, I had them put bionics in Bill so we could get him back.
Do you know?
Beep bop, I am Bill Handel. Beep bop, beep bop, beep bop.
You built him back better, faster, and stronger.
Yeah, exactly. They gave him a spine, actually.
Do the Dodgers, do they solicit restaurants from around town to come in and have the opportunity? Or do these restaurants go to the Dodgers and say, we want a spot to sell refreshments?
I think it's a little of both. However, there are, there is some controversy. What is it? Was it Shake Shack or something that ended up being in there instead of In-N-Out? People are like, why'd you get an East Coast brand in here and all that stuff? There are deals. I mean, money needs to be made, but there are circumstances that, whether it's efficiencies or abilities to move the product and keep the product moving in the same quality. I mean, think about, you guys have been to games and you've seen how they have to push that stuff over the counter as quickly as possible. So now you're talking about, you know, 12-hour smoked brisket, and to have to control, that's hard. So they're looking for partners that not only want in, but that can do what they promise in the way that needs to be done in a setting like that. And it's different than any other setting.
One of the things I like about... Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. So it's just, it's more than just one thing. But yeah, there's deals that go back and forth and they have to live up to it.
One of the things I like about Dodger Stadium is you never have to wait in line for the bathroom, but that may be going by the wayside as they have introduced a plant-based Dodger dog.
If the nachos and the pickled jalapenos aren't going to do it, they do have a plant-based Dodger dog. Vegans can now, you know, get in there and get excited. You know, vegan hot dogs, pretty good. And
they are
good.
I've had them before. They're pretty good. But I don't know about this one. This one's made of peas.
Yeah, everybody's body might react differently, but I would give it a chance. One of the best, strangely enough, one of the best vegan hot dogs I ever, ever had. Chef Neil Frazier came up with it. And it was a carrot that was shaped like a hot dog, marinated, and cooked to the precise temperature so that it would have the same snap and texture of a hot dog, and it was amazing.
Shout out to Trader Joe's vegan corn dogs. Those are amazing. Get yourself some mustard in there and just...
Yeah,
and
I don't tell
calorie.
The difference from those things.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was thinking about, because we tend to have those things around the house for Max.
I fed those to my father, who is a super meat person and would die if he knew he was eating anything vegan or plant-based.
Well, that's good. Let's trick that guy.
Well, I mean, I know that I have eaten them and I can't tell the difference. And so I didn't think he could tell the difference, and he couldn't tell the difference. And I hope he's not listening now, because now he's going to be upset.
Every time I hear your dad, he seems like the nicest, most laid-back guy that you'd never want to F with. He just seems like...
Yeah, that's about
like there's
right.
Something behind there that's like, hey, you remember when we were joking? Anyways, I put body parts in your sandwich. What?
We have talked many times about weird food combinations. We come back, one of the weirdest food combinations I think we've ever discussed with Neil. Neil Saavedra, host of The Fork Report, has joined us here on The Bill Handel Show. Gary and Shannon in for Bill today.
Jennifer Jones-Lee has the... Talk.
Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Chris
in for Handel today. He blew me up.
He chronicled the entire Reply All debacle at iHeartMedia this morning on Twitter. If you want to relive it, our experience this morning with a wrongly sent company-wide email about a recording session.
An hour ago, it went to everyone in the entire corporation, and then people started replying all to tell people not to reply all, which, according to Chris's writing, is the one of the stages, one of the levels of Dante's email inferno.
Totally.
So we're there in the middle of it. I can't wait. It's going to go all weekend, too, because some people are already out of the office.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to get it until Monday morning, and then it's going to start all over again.
Yeah, it's going to be bad for a while.
All right.
Neil Saavedra is with us for Foodie Friday. Again, Bill Handel will be back Monday morning. We slide back to 10 to 2. And we will remain faithful to our Tasty Tuesday next week. But Foodie Friday continues. And it looks like there's a new TikTok trend involving an odd pairing, Nielski.
Oh, man. Hey, TikTok, stop with your food trends that nobody needs and that most of the time don't work. Have you guys ever watched a movie like late? Like after everybody's seen it, everybody told you how horrible it was, and oh my God, I walked out of the theater and it was so horrible. And then you watch it late on a Friday night when you're bored, maybe you're sipping on something, and you go, hey, that wasn't that bad.
It wasn't horrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So when people tell you mustard on putting yellow mustard onto watermelon, your first reaction is that's going to be the worst thing in the whole wide world. So when you bite into it, you go, hey, that's not horrible.
That's a good way of looking at it.
But it's not good.
Your bar is so low that anything that's not going to make you barf is acceptable.
Yeah, so I tasted it live on the air last weekend, and I had an idea of what was going to go down. You have some, you know, tart, mild, spicy, salty or briny kind of flavors that go in that mustard, and you put them up against that fresh, bright, I was going to say wet. That didn't seem right. But juicy and flavorful fruit. And it's actually not an offensive combination. The next step I would do, I would brush it on. I'd brush it on and I'd grill it. And I bet you it would taste damn good.
When you grill watermelon, I've never gone that far, but when you grill watermelon, do you get the sense that it makes it sweeter?
A little bit, because now you've got the sear marks that it's going to be standing up against. There's two ways to do it. You can salt it first and leave it in a dish on the counter for about an hour or so. The water will come out of it. It'll kind of extract some of the water, and then, this is going to seem counterintuitive, you're going to run it under the faucet in the kitchen to get all the salt off, then pat it with paper towels, and then you'll probably, you know, put a little olive oil on it, salt and pepper, and then grill it. That's one way. I grill it fresh, and I put balsamic on it afterwards, and it's delicious. But with something like this, you'd use it to kind of like a glaze if you're going to brush it all over it and then grill it, and I think that might be pretty good. Did we lose him? Okay, well, then it's the Fork Report, in for Gary and Shannon, in for Bill Handel, who will be back on Monday. They're like grilled 20 cheese feet away from the studio. There they are.
Oh. Was it us or was it you?
Us.
We can't tell.
No, it was you guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
It's all right. I filled in for Gary and Shannon, filling in for Bill Handel. It was really fun.
What topics did you cover?
We went back to the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drinking, things like that. No, I meant my hard stuff, not your guys' hard stuff. But yeah, so there are ways that you can grill watermelon. And I think with this concoction, the mustard, you could use it as a glaze. But ultimately, it wasn't horrible, was my reaction. It wasn't bad. The brininess did add to it. I've had, have you ever had pickled watermelon rind?
No. Yeah, gross.
No, it's actually very good and makes a nice relish. It's just kind of brininess and saltiness up against sweet is a nice combination. This was a little earthy. There was something about it that I thought made it a little off, but it wasn't like spit that out of my mouth. You know, like little Max, my son, whenever he puts something in his mouth he doesn't like food-wise, he goes, his teeth open, the tongue comes out like a delivery mechanism, and it just sits there until one of us put our hand out for him to spit it into.
What does he not like? What does he do that with?
It's not flavors per se, it's textures or heat.
Oh,
so he doesn't like things, like if he sees pepper, like sees the actual pepper, it bugs him. But if I use white pepper, and he doesn't know the difference. It doesn't bother him at all. And
he then thinks if there's something, little ants on his food.
Yeah, what? Exactly. Yeah. I think it's like evolution. I think you see the kid going through evolution, sitting there going, no, that's a weird color. That's a weird texture. But things grow on him. Heat is a problem. When he gets into stuff that mom and dad eat that has heat to it, he'll go, milk, 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 milk. Because I taught him
sense.
Not to do water.
Yeah, I mean, you've built up your tolerance for spicy stuff, you know, at our ages. You know, you've lived a whole life of spicy foods. But when you're that young, it'll shock you.
No, he tastes it and goes, that's ring burner. I can tell by
that'll cost me later is what he says. Neil, thank you. As always,
thanks,
tomorrow from 2 to 5, you can listen to Neil Saavedra, The Fork Report, right here on KFI. Now, when we come back, one of the rare outdoor versions of our 9 news nuggets you need to know. These are the stories that kind of fell behind the couch, maybe, in between the cushions of the other news stories of the week.
Do you think we should take our nuggets inside?
It's up to you. Are you hot?
I'm a little warm,
okay.
But I'm more worried about dropping off in the middle of the nuggets.
Oh, I guess.
And
maybe
people may lose some nugget joy. And I don't want that to happen.
You
want to
keep all your nuggets?
Not on a weekend eve.
You're not allowed to say that.
Yes, she is.
No, Jonesy.
I did it for you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Did you hear this? Just the gasp of
joy.
Yes.
Yes.
Jennifer Jones Lee has an update on some news. What's going on? Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app, in for Handel. But just today, he's back on Monday morning. You'll hear him live 6 a.m. We'll be back in our normal slot at 10 a.m. come on Monday. And then, of course, Tuesday's the big day. Tuesday is going to be, we'll have to announce our big plans on Monday for,
Tuesday.
Personal responsibility day.
We're doing bratwurst on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Did you decide spicy or not? Is it
Mondo says he doesn't do a lot of spice.
Okay.
So I think I'll just get the traditional bratwurst.
Well, we could just do a traditional bratwurst and then get like spicy mustard or something like that.
I can do that. I've got spicy mustard.
It's a year old. Is that the one you're talking about in the fridge in there?
It's more than a year old. It was April of 2020 when the expiration date was achieved.
That's my kind of condiment.
Yeah, we're going to get into that expired mustard big time. Here's honorable mention.
Honorable mention works for me and you.
Hi there, come on in.
Honorable mention. The honorable mention.
Hey. Here's a list of some of the honorable mentions.
Honorable mention.
Our honorable mentions.
Thank God for the honorable mention.
A now former Minnesota State Trooper is in trouble. He pulled over a woman for a suspected DWI crash.
And he said, lady,
woman.
Let me see your phone. The phone is synced with her MacBook. And apparently he texted himself nude photos she had of herself on her cell phone.
The boyfriend found out, too. The boyfriend saw in the MacBook that her cell phone had been accessed and that it sent these instant messages to an unknown phone number. What does the boyfriend do?
Wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Is there any world where this was her excuse? That the boyfriend found her sending nudes to another man and she's like, it must have been that officer that pulled me over.
Yeah, but they'd be able to time stamp when he sent them and she was being treated by paramedics while he was alone in his squad car at the time.
Oh, okay.
So there's that.
Conspiracy theory closed.
Number nine.
That number nine.
Yes, I was testing you.
It's nine.
I once went nine rounds with John L. Sullivan.
We're back at the nine club.
Well, that was about maybe nine.
That thing had nine lives. She just spent them all.
Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Number nine. Number nine.
Well, the Philly Naked Bike Ride is on for this year. Yes. August 28th. Mark your calendars now. There are some rules based on COVID. No. You still can ride naked. You don't have to wear shirts or pants or skirts or even underwear. But you do have to wear a mask.
Okay.
This is going to really upset you, isn't it?
Ride participants usually gather in a park to strip off their clothes and then paint each other before they hop onto their bike.
I'll never forget the eye full of cheer and joy that I received in Fremont District in Seattle. Oh, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, 18 years ago?
Yeah. A lot of those people are the people you'd want to see naked on a bicycle.
Here's what my big question remains. Doesn't it hurt the genitalia if it is just on the seat with nothing in between?
You could take the seat off.
Worse option.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not planning on
You've never ridden a bike naked?
Funny, no. Even despite all of those times I had the opportunity to in college, I always had at least one piece of clothing on. Number eight.
What are you, eight?
I'm 8 years old.
I'll see you tonight.
What time?
8 o'clock.
How about 8 months?
We exchanged gifts for 8 nights in a row.
Hell, they only got 8 words for snow.
No, it's eight.
Well, this is kind of a good end to a sad story. One a-hole dad, former... Well, I guess he's always a dad, but a deadbeat dad, had to pay some child support. So what he did was he dropped 80,000 pennies outside the house of his ex-wife and son.
Avery Sanford says, I just turned 18 when I was in the middle of class. My dad came by. He had rented a trailer. He pulled up in front of the house, turned the trailer on it so it dumped out all the pennies on the grass. And my mom came out and was like, what are you dumping in my yard? She didn't know who it was until he shouted, it's your final child support payment.
The kid says, it's not just my mom he's trying to embarrass. It's also me and my sister. And it's upsetting that he didn't consider that before he did it.
I feel like they're
donating the money. Let's say this is the good part of it. They're donating the money. The child support payment will be donated to Safe Harbor, which is a domestic abuse center there in Richmond, Virginia.
I feel like we are seeing these stories in greater numbers of people paying old debts by dumping coins into yards.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work to go through.
Number seven.
I said seven.
7 miles an hour.
My son has a party in 7 days.
I don't do anything for 7 days.
It is seven.
7 bucks?
7 years he couldn't find a job.
Well, here we go. Game seven.
Give me seven more fruitcake.
I got into so many fights with my brother and other family members over the TV remote growing up. Like, it was such a power play to have the remote.
I had a roommate in college who would take the remote back into his room.
Yeah. That's next level.
Next level. Fight over a TV remote ended with one man stabbing another right inside an apartment in Titusville, Florida.
My dad used to lock him up in a drawer, though.
They found a victim outside the apartment with a stab wound to his left arm and leg. The officers that showed up offered first aid before they took the man to meet an ambulance, described his wounds as non-life-threatening. The stabber was still inside the home when they arrived, and they had to make contact with him. On a phone, he told officers he was unable to walk because of his disability. But he's able to stab. He's definitely able to stab.
Love,
we know that.
A story with a sword in it, always. Strip club in New Orleans brings us number six.
Yep. 6 in the morning, police at my door.
That's like 6 months of therapy.
6 words in the whole song.
Did he fire 6 shots?
I haven't had a conjugal visit in 6 months.
Aisle 6, right next to the glass eyeballs.
Got your 6-shooter on you?
$6.
6 months in a correctional facility.
I was at about 6 there.
Gentlemen's Club there in New Orleans offering signing bonuses to new and returning entertainers because there is a national exotic dancer shortage. Guys, did you know about that?
Yeah, I read about it when I was reading about the shortage of Starbucks syrups. They're running out of some of their basic ingredients, and you're having a hard time getting your half-calf, double-calf general latte.
Is that true?
Which part?
The syrups.
Yes.
And it was right there next to the Starbucks item. Was this, there's also a shortage of strippers.
Was the wanted. Anybody will even take leg bruises.
Oh, leg bruises, even outside of the Tuesday 10 a.m. slot?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Shrimp cocktail, $5.
All right, the Nuggets will continue when we come back.
Gary and Shannon in for Handle today. Jennifer Jones Lee. Gary and Shannon, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio. Back reminder that Handle is back Monday morning. We'll be back into our regular time slot at 10 o'clock, which is going to be weird because we're going to be up at about 3:30 and then have nothing to do for 6.5 hours and then go to work.
U.S. regulators are allowing for the release of 10 million doses of the J&J vaccine from a troubled Baltimore factory, but material to make more. Many more must be thrown out because of possible contamination.
Uh-oh.
2 batches from the plant could be released, but several other batches are not suitable for use, and additional batches are still under review.
We're in the middle of our 9 news nuggets you need to know stories that kind of fell through the cracks because we had more important things to talk about. We're at number 5.
5 is right up!
I've only seen a couple, but that's definitely top 5.
My daughter!
I thought that you said 5 seconds.
Take 5!
High 5!
We'll take 5.
Cinco!
It's Sleep 5 and it's got PlayStation.
Under the umbrella of what not to say to officers,
even in Florida,
comes this story. Drunk driver killed a father of 4. It happened last January. And when he was being when they were trying to extract him from the vehicle, one of the police officers heard him say, "Y'all chill, I'm just intoxicated."
Yeah, like no big deal.
His
I'm just drunk.
Blood alcohol level was 0.244%.
Wow.
I think 0.4 is dead. He was halfway there.
Wow. Number four.
I will keep you here until four.
What happened to four?
Four tickets.
Drink four of these.
All four of these guys are dead.
There are four ways of doing things on board my ship.
They got four more detectives working on the case.
I said it four times!
A self-described urban camping enthusiast is facing felony charges. He broke into a couple's apartment in Portage, Pennsylvania while they were on vacation. He slept in their bed.
And then stole their cats. Now, I can understand that. You get attached to pets.
That quickly? He also pulled out their toothpaste tube and wrote a swear word on their mirror.
Well, did they leave the cats to fend for themselves? Was he looking out for the cats? Did he realize that they were gone for several days and the cats were just there without any food?
That is interesting. Yeah.
Maybe he was doing the cats a favor.
He explained that he heard the cats meowing and thought they were abandoned and that he was doing them a good deed by taking them. You're
this
right.
is the stretch of nuggets where people go crazy for their food. Number three.
Three sharks?
You have to imagine it, sung by three chickens.
Three, oh, it's the magic number.
You got like 3 feet of air that time.
That was a 3 foot of good thing.
You spend 3 days in a horse carcass.
I'm three.
Three times one.
What is it?
One, two.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three
He was mad that they were selling Chick-fil-A sauce.
People have very strong feelings about Chick-fil-A sauce.
James Hirsch got into an argument with an employee at a Dillon's grocery store in Kansas, Wichita specifically, punched the worker before being told to leave the store. He was angry that the store was selling Chick-fil-A sauce. The Wichita Eagle, fine little newspaper, also reported that local authorities stated that the altercation was sparked over a disagreement over the sauce, but would not confirm the specific nature of the sauce. Now, there has been a shortage of Chick-fil-A sauce because there's been a shortage of everything. Exotic dancers, Starbucks syrups,
and
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce. They're all kind of related, aren't they? McDonald's customer went nuts because he couldn't get a Happy Meal.
That's number two.
Man of Virginia threatened to execute everyone in a McDonald's because he was unable to get a Happy Meal.
I just about had it up to here with you two.
Two beers, bartender.
Two for $2.
I'll take two beers, four.
You two clowns.
And there were two underwear.
That's my son.
On them.
You two are going to shut up.
Yeah. I like to talk about people's underwear.
Proceed with phase two.
He still does.
He still does.
I understand this story. When you've got your heart set on a specific item from McDonald's, in this case, a Happy Meal, you've got your burger, you've got your fries, you've got your toy, got your soda, and you pull up to that drive-thru and they say, no, all you can have is an Egg McMuffin. That's not what I was craving, sir. I was craving the Happy Meal.
Read my lips. Happy Meal. Now, this guy was working as a delivery driver, so he wasn't even doing it for himself. He was doing it because the customer wanted it. He wanted to make that customer happy. That, in my mind, is great customer service.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to threaten to execute everyone at the McDonald's over providing a Happy Meal to a customer, then sign me up for that for that man's services.
Just get it done.
Yeah.
And number one this week.
Level one, clearance required.
There's always one more thing to do.
You had one job.
Just the one.
I'm in this for one reason only.
That's how you make the number one.
Looks like we're shy one horse.
My number one fan!
You are not one of us. You are one of them.
Number one.
Don't mess with this woman's food. Don't mess with chicken wings.
Tahansti Smith, facing charges of arson, of building mayhem, domestic abuse, first degree recklessly endangering safety, after she lit her husband's head on fire earlier this month.
Yep. Well, she'd been acting strangely for the last 3 or 4 months. Apparently, they got into a fight in early June because he told her, I'm leaving you. And around 4 a.m. the next day, she filled a cup with lighter fluid, poured it on her husband's head, and used a lighter to ignite it.
Okay, now wait a minute. She said she started eating chicken wings the day of the fire and thought that maybe he was poisoning the chicken wings. Mm-hmm. Also stated that she has some mental health issues.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, she does. She admitted to setting her husband on fire, but she said she was not trying to kill him, just to heat up his head quickly, I suppose.
All right, coming up next, we've got Mo Kelly on deck. What's coming up on the show? Oh, I thought we had Mo. My bad.
He might be somewhere. I think he's upstairs on the balcony.
I bet they're going to talk about Biden's visit to the UK and Sneakergate.
Right. And Jill's jacket.
Jill's jacket. She chose love.
And vaccines.
Vaccines. There's some bad ones out of Baltimore.
And they're going to do 9 news nuggets.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Wait, what? They're going to what?
Yeah. Right. They're going to run this thing back.
All right. Handle is back on Monday. We'll be back at 10 o'clock. We'll see you on Monday and stay dry, everybody.
Blessings.